International Heliophysical Year is many things, actually. The first thing, which is rather nice, is celebrating 50 years of space science. 50 years ago in 1957, we had an event called International Geophysical Year, and it was a time when scientists around the world came together to answer fundamental science questions about the Earth and the Earth's oceans and the Earth's atmosphere. And it involved apparently around 60,000 scientists.
60,000, that's an awful lot of scientists.
Yeah, it was a huge, huge project. I mean, the legacy lives on today in that it was the international collaborations started to grow. So to answer these big science questions, you needed lots of scientists focused on them. And so you needed lots of people working together. And the other thing that you needed were instruments flying in space. Mm. So in 1957, we saw the launch of the first artificial satellites. And Sputnik 1. So very, very famous event. And in International Heliophysical Year, we're celebrating 50 years since that really momentous event. Now, the other aspect of Heliophysical Year is the science side of it and what we're actually doing in this time. And we're looking beyond the Earth now. And actually, the new frontier for International Heliophysical Year is actually at the edge of the solar system. So we're interested in the centre of the solar system, the sun, going all the way out, following right to the edge of the sun's sphere of influence, which is called, well, the heliosphere is the name for the region of the solar system that the sun influences. Basically, it has all the planets in it, and it goes out, and then we have the edge of our heliosphere, and the other side of that is the interstellar space. So International Heliophysical Year is about studying processes that happen within the sun's magnetic realm of influence.
Okay, so how big is this heliosphere?
It's rather large. So we think from the sun out to the edge of the heliosphere is about 12 billion kilometres.
That's a very long way.
Huge distances. But then, incredibly, when you think about the spacecraft that were launched in the 1970s, Voyager 1 is thought to be almost out at that distance and is, in fact, reaching the edge of our own solar system, which is quite mind-boggling. So these satellites that were launched, these spacecraft that were launched, have been like ghost ships over the last few years. But every now and then we get a signal back from them telling us what the conditions are like and teaching us about the edge of our own solar system.
So scientifically, what type of experiments will be happening this year?
Well, there's lots of things happening. But one thing to say is that International Heliophysical Year isn't a pot of money to fund new missions. Mm. It's about focusing people's minds and making the most of what we have already, actually. And in the UK, one area of focus is looking at how the sun affects the Earth. And looking at the fact, or having the view, that the sun and the Earth are connected. And that the Earth is really sitting in the outer part of the sun's atmosphere. So we're in this very complex and dynamic environment. And we have about 12 space missions, actually, which are looking at this sun-Earth connection. So it shows the importance of the science, really.
So we've got 12 missions looking at the sun?
Yes, looking at the sun, or looking at how the sun affects the Earth. So they range from missions that are actually a million miles away upstream of the Earth towards the sun, and there's a spacecraft there called SOHO. There's other spacecraft there as well, and they look at the sun and they sense emissions coming off of the sun on their way to the Earth. And then we have spacecraft orbiting around the Earth, again looking at the sun, or sensing how the Earth's magnetic field changes in response to emissions from the sun. So one thing to mention is that the sun produces the biggest explosions and eruptions in the solar system, and they can have a big impact on the Earth, and we want to know how that happens.
So what type of impacts can they have on the Earth then?
Well, it's a range of effects that we feel. One which is probably quite familiar to people, even though you may not have seen it directly, you'll have seen it in books, and that's the northern and the southern lights.
The aurora.
Yeah, so that's a symptom of the sun-Earth connection. But then there are other things that have been reported over the recent years. So, for example, problems with spacecraft, damage that's been done to the electronics on board. They can have phantom commands induced in them. And we've even had satellites drop out of the sky because of successive effects from the sun.
They've actually dropped out of the sky.
Yeah, so you can get satellites losing altitude and starting to deorbit because these emissions from the sun can heat up the Earth's atmosphere and cause it to expand. So the satellites can find themselves in a denser region of the atmosphere. And in that case, they experience more drag and they start to fall towards the Earth.
Well, it has a serious impact then.
It does. And the more we use technology, the more actually we're finding ways in which the sun affects us. So we have this very nice concept now of looking at changes in our near-Earth space environment and predicting something called space weather. So in the same way that you'd look at changes in the atmosphere, which are changes in our weather, we want to look further into space.
So will we have space weather forecasts on the end of the TV news?
I think that would be an interesting thing to have. So you could be looking at the sun, looking at the sun's emission, having a little forecast, then maybe there's some prediction about, well, you won't be able to watch such and such satellite TV channel because this one's going to be turned off because of this event coming from the sun. It's an interesting thought.
Thinking of it being an International Heliophysical Year, how do you get a year?
Yeah, so scientists have to get up and make noises to make it happen, basically. And the UK were leaders in making this happen. So people got together and they wanted to do something to celebrate 50 years of space science and renew the focus on physics of the solar system, especially now. I mean, now is a very, very good time to be doing it because, as I mentioned, we have all these great missions that are looking at our solar system. I mean, great for looking at the sun and the Earth, but we have missions looking at other planets too and lots of other things happening in the solar system.
Well, that all sounds fantastic. We wish you the best of luck with the International Heliophysical Year, and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.